Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is... It truly is. It's Weasel Wednesday. It's the 7th day of March, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 48 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and that snow in the next couple of days has turned into rain and looking like 53 by the weekend. Let it be. Let it melt, that snow. Anyways, let's see what we're going to get into this morning. Well, this one I had yesterday, and I wanted to get into this one because it... There are some points of law to be discussed here, and we like to talk about the law once in a while, and this is one that would concern a lot of people, and it's bullshit. Court upholds removal of cross-shaped monument on public land in Maryland, and we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Court upholds removal of cross-shaped monument on public land in Maryland. This is from Frederick News Post. A federal appeals court is standing by a ruling that calls for the removal or destruction of a cross-shaped 40-foot monument on public land that has towered over a busy intersection for nearly 100 years. And we can just start right there. You know, I was thinking about this earlier. And here where I live, you know, when I was young, you go out and we hunted arrowheads, we, you know, any kind of old shit like that up on the railroad landings and stuff, and They passed some serious laws about messing with people's cultures, because, you know, goddamn it, in this country, everybody's culture, except for a handful, is pretty goddamn important to the point they'll put, it's a federal offense. You know, if there's a Prince Albert can upon one of these, train landings that's been there for 50 years or more, you pick that son of a bitch up, you just stole an artifact, you can go to goddamn federal prison for that. How come, you know, like I said, again, but of course, that's a bullshit law, too. I mean, none of this should be, you know, but it shows to go you what the agenda is here. And, you know, here where I live and other places I've went and looked, you know, I've been, things with, you know, like hieroglyphs and stuff, you know, things that people consider holy. I mean, the Indians consider holy. And, man, they got goddamn fences around them with razor wire. You can't even get close to the son of a bitch again. This thing's 100 years old. And this is to mark a memory. You know, when I took Digger Dan's ashes over to the ocean and put them in the ocean, they came. There was an awesome leather covered urn. Urn. And when I was talking to Mark Schumacher, I said, "Well, man, I'm going to take that sucker, and when I get done, I'm going to put it out on the jetty." And he thought that I was like a bored jetty. And he goes, "You just set that down there. Somebody's going to come pick it up and sell it on eBay." And I go, "Nah, man." I go, "It's out on some rock. It's a rock jetty. And I don't think nobody would bother. Here where I live, and probably where you people live too, you go down the highways. We got a bad highway out here, 97. You see the crosses and the flowers, the memorials up and down the goddamn sides of the roads, every goddamn where. Nobody touches them. Nobody, I mean, it's just a mutual respect among people, but these goddamn communists, I mean, the thing is, it's to invoke a memory. I mean, this is 100 years old. This is history of our country. I mean, whether you're religious or not has a goddamn thing to do with it. This is a part of our history of our country. It's just like taking down the Confederate statues, all this communist shit. It is to remove our history because you got to tear it all down before you build it back in the image of communism. You got to kill off enough of the people till the memories are gone. And then you build it all back in your utopia. In a closely divided vote, the United States Court of Appeals for the Fourth Circuit refused to reconsider an earlier decision that found government funding for the 40-foot-tall memorial in suburban Prince George County, Maryland, to be an unconstitutional endorsement of religion. How much money do we give to the goddamn religious state of Israel? How much? $10 billion a year to the religion? And that is goddamn religion. Just now, I mean, we put our, it's hard to associate ourselves with these sons of bitches, but they moved our embassy to Jerusalem to cater to a goddamn religion. I mean, it's like every religion, but the religion of your country. I mean, of your people, of the white people in this country. I mean, what the hell are you looking at? Like I said, you pick up a fucking arrowhead here where I live. Oh, you're stealing a fucking artifact. That's somebody's religious right that son of a bitch lays there on the ground. Even if nobody can kick it, nobody sees it. And when this shit is going on and you got these goddamn courts like this Fourth Circuit affirming this bullshit, you got to know that, hey, man, they know about this guy, these antiquity laws out here in the West. And, I mean, across the country, far as I know, it's a federal offense if I pick up that goddamn 50-year-old Prince Albert can. I know that. Or old bottles or anything over 50 years. It's considered an artifact and you can't touch it. Or you'll go to federal fucking prison. But, I mean, hey, if you want to attack an American monument, I got no goddamn truck with these goddamn wars or any of this shit. But this was something put up by people like, it's like I told Mark, I said, nobody will touch that goddamn bottle. They know what it is. I mean, that'd be your own karma. You want to really touch that? Go for it. I mean, some I don't think that's a good thing to do. Karma comes back on you. The 8-6 vote drew passionate dissents from several judges who said it puts other monuments on the public grounds nationwide. Yeah, but they got to remove... this was founded as a Christian nation, wasn't it? Last time I checked. I mean, you're going to take down everything that shows that period in time in this goddamn country, really? I mean, they're talking about Arlington Cemetery. How many crosses? Are they going to take all the crosses down? Well, let's go on to this a little bit. Let's see what's so terrible about this cross. The case could end up before the Supreme Court, which has not provided clear guidance about displays of religion on government land. Bullshit. Really? Come here where I live. Go pick up a fucking arrowhead. Go pick up enough Prince Albert can that's over 50 years old. They'll come. Federal agents will come pay your ass a visit. Supporters of the Peace Cross, who say it is a secular tribute to local men killed in World War I, vowed to appeal. We cannot allow it to be the final word, said Hiram Sasser, whatever in the hell his name is, deputy chief counsel for the First Liberty and Religious Freedom Organization representing the American Legion. If this decision stands, other memorials, including those in nearby Arlington Cemetery, will be targeted for destruction as well. Now, you guys want to know where this lies in the Bill of Rights? Would you be interested to know where this lies in the Bill of Rights? Because I'll tell you where this lies in the Bill of Rights. Article 1 of our Bill of Rights says, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. It means that they can't go put that goddamn cross up out there on them public lands. But by God, I can. And somebody has a fucking problem with it. They better find, have a damage, and they better be able to take me into a common law court and show where that's harmed them some way. And if they tear the son of a bitch down, I will get them for destruction of my property just the same if it had been my tent that I put on that public land. That belongs to me. That belongs to each and every one of us. They're talking in this goddamn art. Maybe if you cut the arms off the cross. What does it take for people to realize that this hasn't a thing to do with anything but goddamn international communists coming in and wanting to remove the history of a country, to bring us clear down to nothing, to take the majority of our people over to a ditch and put a 40 caliber bullet through their head, and then bring it all back into the utopia of communism. You know, with the sickness and everything that comes along with it. The pedophiles would rule. They goddamn near doing right now. Where were we here? We cannot allow it. Adrian Gardner, general counsel. Like I said, the government can't get in this either way. That's the whole point of the first article. They can't support it. They can't denounce it, okay? It's between the people that put that on that public land. If there's some son of a bitch, which there evidently is, or a Soros-paid proxy son of a bitch, that has a problem with the cross, it better be a personal problem. You better be able to go and file in the goddamn common law court and show a damage that damn cross of being there did to you. And it cannot be, I'm offended. Are you really? I'm offended by the way you look. I'm offended by your presence. So that mean you got to go? No. You got to... Like I said, no establishment of a religion, or they cannot prevent the free exercise thereof. And this is free exercise of religion. This, and not only that, but I mean, this is a memorial to people in the town. This is town history. And like I said, it's over 50 years old here where I'm at. If you touch, I don't know. Maybe it don't apply to crosses. Maybe if an Indian made a cross 1,000 years ago and I found it out in the woods, I could pick that son of a bitch up and slam it up against the side of a tree and laugh about it, huh? Do you believe it? Because I don't. The cross was built in 1925 with money from local families and the American Legion. It's none of your goddamn government's business. The government can't sanction it being there, and they can't say it has to go. It's none of their frickin' business. And if the people that put that there, if the only way there can be an issue with it, if somebody comes up and fucks with it, I would have somebody there guarding it. Anybody touches it, they would go to jail for destruction of private property on public land. Because I can have my privacy. No matter what this illusion they put out there for us, we can go out on our, you know, it's like now, you go out on a public land, you pitch your tent on public land. You can only stay there 2 weeks, don't you know? And that's a 2-week time limit. Bullshit. This is what I'm talking about, regulating the land and regulating the people in the process. The goddamn, unless there's somebody, only if I'm out there in that land, I don't care if I stay there for 100 fucking years. You know, you look at, like in Alaska, out in Alaska wilderness, you know, you can go out there, you can be hoofing, and there's places out here. I mean, I talked when Mallard was, the wildlife refuge thing was going on. And I said, with those guys, you know, they talked, those guys went out there and they went in there and they, of course you did. The goddamn door was unlocked. Out here, man, if you can't get in somewhere to get warm, you could die. And out in the desert, man, it gets really, really freaking crucial to be able to save your life sometimes. But like up in Alaska, go ahead.
What you were saying about all this, me and a buddy of mine, we went down in the Grand Canyon, the south rim there. You're supposed to stay 2 days, and nobody, we saw, you know, one of the park rangers, right? And they weren't armed. Well, come the third day, we stayed an extra day, and I think they did it deliberately because they know how it gets dark at noon. It's still light on top or whatever. You know, it's late September. So anyways, all of a sudden, two of the park rangers show up packing pistols all of a sudden, and they said, matter-of-factly, you've been here 3 days. You got to go now.
I hear you. I mean, but
we had to pack it up. We got about halfway up because I don't know if you've ever been to the Grand Canyon, but those trails are only about 4 feet wide, and they got 2,000 and 3,000 foot drop offs. Okay, so we went about halfway up. There's a little concrete pad with a roof on it and four posts and some picnic tables. So we spent the night there and took off in the morning. You know, at least we're out of the Bright Angel Trail camp. And but yeah, they kicked us out of here. Third day, it's just like matter of factly, you know, sporting arms, which the day before they weren't wearing, you know, kind of to make their point.
Yeah, I would have made a point. I would have said, you know what, I'm here to protest that law. I'm laying down. You arrest me, you got to carry me up out of here. How about that?
I had something like that in Big Bend. I was rafting with my daughters. She's 30 now, and it's 15-year-old birthday, and we happened to just camp on the Mexican side, not for any particular reason, but these two park rangers came up and said, want to see our permit, and I said, this is a free country. You ain't got to have no permit, and I get the hell out of here. We was in Mexico.
Oh, man. But where I was getting at, you know, like out here up in the mountains, man, there are like line shacks and stuff. And you go up there, and I mean, all the, no, not a broken window in them. Nobody would tear them up. I mean, it would be counterproductive to the whole situation. I mean, this is how America used to be. Until these son of a bitches, they deliberately pumped shit in here and destroyed it. But the thing is, like the line shacks, you could open the door, walk right in, and they're clean and well, you know. But it's for the cowboys when they go out in the wintertime and they're riding the fence lines, and nobody would tear that up. And it's, and like in Alaska, like I said, people have built shelters. I mean, like nice heavy cabins, and you'll see it in like the movie The Edge, where they, you know, in the end they come up to this cabin, and that's like, it's like that out there. And it used to be like that out here. I mean, if you were in a bad way, I mean, you got people would, like, if they used it was a hunting cabin or something, they would be a note there, you know, and the doors would be unlocked. I mean, if somebody's coming in, they're coming in. Don't lock the door. You get it broke if somebody's got to save their life. But you come in and they'll tell you where, I mean, like a note telling you where everything is, you know, and say, please replace it. And when you, after you save your bacon, it's your duty to go back up there and put that shit in there in case the next fella needs it. And it's always been that way in this country. It is these goddamn invading communists, man, that think they want it all under their control. You see, they want it all to be a preserve, and they're the only ones that can walk on the preserve. That way they have it all under their control and all the resources underneath it, because this is the richest country on planet Earth still, in spite of the theft that has occurred. And this shit here with this, well, let's go on, because there's some here, stuff in here that really twisted me. The cross was built in 1925 with money from local families and an American Legion. A plaque lists the names of 49 Prince George County veterans and includes the words valor, endurance, courage, and devotion. The park and the planning commission took control of the land in 1961. So these people's right to have that was just secure. I mean, I dared you to try to touch that son of a bitch. I would have dared you. But 1961, hell, that's when I was born. That's 56 years ago. Because of its location.
All that land belongs to the Chinese, don't you know?
That's what I'm saying, getting to here, Charlie. It's just like, you know, those goddamn Israelis up there on the Gaza Strip. Or I guess, yeah, the Gaza Strip, the Syrian land. You see, when they took that land back in the 60s, it was because they had to have a buffer between them and Syria, because Syria was a threat to them. It's just a buffer. We're just going to hold it. So that we got some little time to react here. And now they've sold the goddamn oil underneath it. And they're going, well, we're going to go ahead and start colonizing it. We took all of Palestine. We're going to go into Syria. This is the same. This is Communist 101. These dog shit eating bastards. In 1961, of its location at the intersection of Route 1 and Maryland Route 450 in Baldensburg, the state agency pays for upkeep and repairs. Well, if they don't want to pay that, that's fine. And the state shouldn't, I mean, have to pay it. But if it's a part of a park, you know what I mean, man? I mean, it's like we got a park up here. It's got all this old logging, steam-powered shit. It's really cool, man. They got the old cabins, like the trapper cabins. I mean, they're small, and them guys spend the winters in these things. But it's really, I mean, it's a museum. It's a part of our history. But I guess somebody who doesn't like logging could come in and be offended by that, and it would have to be removed. Well, no, that's history. You can't remove that. But if you, I guess if you painted a cross on it, then it'd have to go. I mean, this is so goddamn ridiculous, it's beyond explanation. And the shit behind it isn't nobody being offended. This is an international communist agenda to remove our history and then remove us. And whatever's left of the little children that they've warped to the point that they walk around with their pants hanging down around their knees and their dirty underwear hanging out, well, they can stay because they're going to fit right in this communist utopia. Writing for the majority, Judge James Wynn said that the plaque and the engraved words could not overcome the historical religious meaning of the cross. My God, really? Think about that. It's a symbol. Yeah, I mean, like I said, if a lot of the things around here, like there's prayer rocks around here. Listen to me. Prayer rocks out in the middle of the goddamn desert. Go ahead, Charlie.
I said, when? It sounds like one of your Chinese owners.
No, when. That's German Jew.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Oh, Jesus. But where was I? Oh, yeah, I was with the comparisons here. Prayer rocks. Okay, out here in the desert where I live, they ran some pipelines through here some years back. And the Indians got paid big wages, man, just to go out for archaeological, to make sure that, you know, none of their sacred heritage was disturbed, because it's a religious thing, man. It all comes down to religion. I ain't shitting you. How is it that you can claim the, like, you got to give the land back to me because it's sacred to me, because it is my religion, but your cross isn't, you know? You have to accommodate me. But I don't have to accommodate you because, well, you're inferior somehow, don't you think? At any rate, prayer rocks. What's a prayer rocks? Well, man, it's like three or four round stones. I mean, you go out here some places and there's acres, thousands and thousands of acres of nothing but sagebrush and stones. Sagebrush and stones and scrub grass. But every once in a while, you'll see three or four rocks stacked up on top of each other. I mean, not even a foot high. Sometimes a foot high, sometimes otherwise. But I'll tell you what, you knock one of them goddamn prayer rocks over, boy, you better not get caught. That's a federal offense. Now, how in the hell does this shit wash? You think that these judges don't know about prayer rocks? And I mean, accommodating every other, what it is, it's the multiculturalism. It is the cultures they brought in here from other places. And this is, I mean, they're just trying to, like the original culture. I mean, this isn't even a race thing. There are a lot of black people that tote crosses and have put crosses up. Indian people here where I live, man. The Indians here, I mean, a lot of them are very Christian. And they wear crosses and the cross and stuff, and they would not be down for this. So who are they doing this shit for? Go ahead.
I see those things all the time. I knock them over.
Do you? You knocked over some prayer rocks?
I don't know what they are. They're good for target shooting, you know, with a 30 half and way out about 100 yards. Knock them over.
You better not get caught. That's a federal offense, my friend. They'll jack up the jail.
Here I am. I just said I did.
Man, I'll tell you a true story, man. This is going to blow your mind. Okay, so this dude I know, it's a psycho. Well, he was actually a part of the militia, but he was a psycho. You know, a smart guy. But he's out in the desert, and they were doing some kind of construction out there. And there was some goddamn, like, I guess it's petroglyphs or whatever it is. It was carvings in rocks. And he took two big rocks, you know, because they were just going to get plowed over. And he took them and he put them in his brother-in-law's front, on his front lawn. And here come the law. Federal charges, man. Took him to jail. So they're in court, man. And the whole thing around the case against them, I guess, was that these were goddamn, what the hell is the word I'm trying to think of here? These were artifacts, that's what they were. So this guy, you know, we did law together. His mind works. He knows how to look at all the angles. So he comes into court, and they got these stones up there, and they got the archaeologist up there, you know, and the real important expert man. And he had to have an attorney. I mean, this is federal, but I mean, the guy didn't want to do it the way he wanted to do it, but he did it anyway. And he took some, those, he had those stones up there, and the lawyer started questioning. The expert said, you can actually date these to when they were, you're saying these are like, I don't know, they said they were thousands, 3,000 years old, 2,000, whatever the hell it was. Oh, yes, carbon dating, we can do that. So they brought some more stones up there. And they said, well, how old are these? And the guy examined them. He goes, well, without the carbon dating on the stone, because that's all you can do with carbon dating. You can tell how old that fucking rock is. He goes, these carvings are at least, whatever, two or three, about the same age as the ones that were in question here. And they weren't. Because my buddy, you know, he was a hell of an artist. And he went out in the goddamn desert, and he took a dermal out there. And he made some of his own artifacts and brought them to court with him. So that they, because they couldn't identify these things, because they could not actually say that they weren't some that he did. And he slipped out of it. I mean, it cost a lot of money, but he slipped out of it. But it shows to go you this whole bullshit notion. You know, if one person's, I mean, the natives here, man, you better not, like I said, you better not even pick up an arrowhead. That's an archaeological piece, man. That's a part of their culture. That's their, and their culture is all total 110% religion. It's sacred to them. Now, this cross, man, I guess this isn't sacred to these people. It's only been here 100 years, but I got to believe it's sacred to these people. And it in the this, I think it's called the Antiquities Act. I'm not sure. But that where, you know, like anything over 50 years old, you can't pick this. I mean, like I said, a Prince Albert tobacco can. If it's been there more than 50 years, it's an antique. You pick it up. That's a, you stole archaeological shit. Plain and
Henry,
simple. Yes.
When you talked about arrowheads, I live in a state where if you find an arrowhead, it's just like that shoot, shovel, shut up thing. You don't tell no one. You will have the government down here. You'll have all those snotty-nosed fucking kids from the University of Minnesota coming down here, sitting in their fucking tents, and then they'll come out with the backhoes and the excavators. I'm not bullshitting you, and there's not a goddamn thing you could do about it because they'll declare your property an archaeological dig.
Oh, yeah. They'll do that here, buddy.
And streams out in the crossways. And
but my point, you're right. That's what they're working on is this Antiquities Act. The thing, I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
And here's the pisser. They'll dig all this damn land up and this, that. Oh, they'll bury everything back when they're done. And then they'll age the arrowheads. They'll put little white paint with a fine paintbrush and, you know, put a catalog number. And what happens to it? Does it go in a museum for people to see? No, it goes in a fucking steel sliding drawer down in a fucking basement somewhere and nobody ever sees it again.
Yeah.
That's what they do with that shit.
Hmm.
I talk to people who, I even have a book on arrowhead collecting and stuff. And it shows you all the friendly states. Minnesota ain't one of them. Nevada is. Wyoming is very friendly. Take all you want. We don't care. But in this state, man, they have the right through, what is it, the Administrative Procedures Act or whatever. They could come in your house without even a fucking warrant if they think you house ancient artifacts, and they don't even need a warrant.
We're down at the bottom of the hour, bro. Stay right where you're at. We're going to be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
what's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea, a loner. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer. Though I yelled aloud, he refused to hear. It became too clear. So it went as we put out. I was left in constant doubt. Everything I asked about seemed private. The captain strolled the bridge one night. I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be alright to join him. Well, he stood there like some idol, and he listened like some temple, and then he turned away. All along the faithful coast, we moved silent like a ghost, a timeless sea, a tireless host possessed us. Wind came building from the cold northwest, and soon the waves began to crest, crashing across the forward deck, all hands lost. I alone survived the sinking. I alone possessed the tools. That ship of fools. Ship of fools. On that ship of fools. That ship of
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific Time, and that was Ship of Fools by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. All righty, then. Just, you know, to kind of round this off on the discussion on the artifacts. When we first moved out here, my dad built a six-foot fence around about a half acre. Out of wood. And man, I mean, we dug deep post holes, like 4-foot posts, as far as we get the damn post hole diggers down there. And we took, I think, out of just a fence post, we had 5 or 6 of the pestles, I think they're called, where they ground the corn. And, you know, it was no big deal back in them days. We set them out front. People gradually hauled them off, you know, just sitting out front of the gate there, you know, if anybody wanted them. The artifacts never became a big deal here until they got worth money. Now there's a big market for them. So now, God, oh, it became sacred. You know, everything's sacred. That's ours, and you got to pay just to look at it. Just like Mount Rushmore, pretty soon you got to pay to take a picture of it because it belongs to, you know, it's somebody's sacred symbol. But a cross, man, rip it down, rip it down. Next article, it begins. Seattle cops conduct Nazi-style gun confiscation. No laws broken, no charges, no arrests. This is from Free Thought Project. It was sent in by Joe STP for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. In the wake of the Florida shooting, politicians, police, and activists alike are scrambling to find ways to prevent the next bullshit. Bullshit. You know, we talked about it yesterday. I was going to look the numbers up and forgot. How many kids are abducted in this country every year? Never hear about it. Ain't no big deal. More than are killed in this country, I guarantee you. They care about the kids. No, they care about getting the guns away from us because they're taking our frickin' country away. And they know it could be hazardous to their health if we're armed. Without hesitation last week, notorious gun grabber Senator Dianne Feinstein sat next to Donald Trump's, I don't know, it don't come out right, Trump's and, you can't do a plural and likely salivated over his remarks as he called for the removal of due process and to take the guns first. However, this practice of taking guns without due process is already underway in the land of the free. We know this is wrong, people. You know, everybody's talking about procedural due process. He's made it clear out to the mainstream. Procedural due process. Procedural due, what have we been talking about here? I mean, that's the ultimate, isn't it? If they're going to take your property, they have to remove the procedural due process. They've done so much shit to us in violation of our rights. It isn't even funny, but it all comes back to procedural due process. If you can't get through that process, according to the law, you can't touch me. You can't touch my property. And you can if you're a part of the government. I mean, it has to be an individual who has a claim against me for a damage to property or a damage to their person. There has to be a corpus delicti. A piece of paper can't come along and just take your shit. Citing Nicholas Cruz as the reason for... maybe I went too far there. Nicholas Cruz, citing Nicholas Cruz as the reason for advocating the removal of due process, the anti-gun activists in D.C. are claiming he should have had his guns taken, which would have prevented the tragedy. You know, it's like this, you know, murder's against the law. Somebody murders you, they will be prosecuted. In some states like Texas, they'll sacrifice their own life for what they did to you. But you cannot ask for more than the law provides. You can't say that, oh, my friend was killed with a hammer. Hammers, everybody, get rid of the hammers. You can't do that. Because you have no authority to do that. I can't take your hammer. You can't take my hammer. I can't take your gun. You can't take my gun. The only way we can take anything from one another is through the procedural due process in that Bill of Rights. And it's starting to come front and center, though they never talk about it. You know, they'll say, it's like saying Bill of Rights is something that they've intentionally worked at avoiding. I mean, that's what this whole fight is about from the top to the bottom. It's about that Bill of Rights. It's about what's been taken in denial, through denial of due process from all the people in this country. You'd want to talk about immigration. They're taking from each and every one of us a portion of this country that belongs to us, and they're handing it over to a foreign national without due process of the law because they couldn't do it through due process of the law. That's why the due process clauses were put in the Bill of Rights, and that's why the 9th and 10th article declare it can't never be changed. It was the only way our founders knew that they could put it on paper to where we could enforce it later on, like they saw this day coming. They knew what those dirty bastards would do because, well, they're dirty bastards and they'd seen them do it in England. In Florida, if a person making death threats intends for the victim to fear for her safety, why is it her? How about his or her? I mean, they try to use every angle, this communist bullshit, to attack your goddamn liberty. You let them go. And man, you're nothing. You are shit. They will grind you up like shit. Specifically, fearful of death or bodily harm, it is considered a credible threat under the law. What law? There is no... You show me where your authority is to have that law and to exercise that law on any American national. That does not provide for procedural due process. You cannot do something to somebody for what they talk about. You cannot do something to somebody until they actually do something wrong. And now, if somebody's shooting bullets out across the land and over you and endangering your life like that, well, yeah, you could have it, you could do something about that. But they have done something. It isn't, I mean, what we're talking about here is coming down to, well, thought control, isn't it? You thought about doing it, therefore, man, well, I think you thought about doing it, so I want your guns removed. Let's see where we're at here. Fearful for bodily harm, it is considered a credible threat under the law. Bullshit, which changes the crime from stalking to a first-degree misdemeanor to aggravated stalking, a felony of the third degree. You know, there didn't used to be stalkers in this country. You know why? Because you stalked somebody, they shot your ass. That's why. They would chum you in till you were on their property or in their house. They would chum you in, and then they'd blow your ass away. That's why there were no, I mean, but once they put this administrative rule across this country under the admiralty, no one is safe. You're not safe in your home. You're not safe out on the streets. You're not safe anywhere because you're counting on a government that wants to destroy you and kill you to protect you, you goddamn fool. A felony of the third degree, Cruz was reported at least four times for every crime before he bought his AR-15, and police did nothing. Well, in reality, police could do nothing, but this little prick wouldn't have made it past. He wouldn't have made it past the third or fourth call. If he was screwing with people, I guarantee you, if things were like they're supposed to be in this country, somebody would have dealt with his ass. I mean, how was it that we were so peaceful and like I talked about earlier, you know, like this cabin out in the middle of nowhere, and of course it was going to be restocked, and of course it was all right for you to use it. Because we used to be a people, and we used to have standards. We used to have morality. And some little creature like this guy probably wouldn't have ended up being a goddamn creature like he is, except for the system that he grew up in. The system of communist bullshit, where there's no consequences to your action, where what people think you doesn't matter, where you can go and be a little prick all you want, and if you do the right, if the communists say take a pill, well, take this pill and then go out and be a prick some more. Okay, no, that ain't how it worked in the old days. In the old days, this guy, the first time he was a prick, man, somebody would have come along and just beat the living dog shit out of him, and they told him, you want to get your guns, boy? Go get your fucking guns. I'll meet you back here in 5 minutes. Wouldn't it do it, boy? And that's after he got out of the hospital. And if he wanted to play it out all the way, fucking put his ass down. That's why you didn't have this shit back before you had this communism. That's why. There is a law in the books known as the Extreme Risk Protection Order, or ERPO, which went into effect in June of 2017. This law is used when a person is considered an extreme threat. And we see this considered. That's where you go into the open side. That's why there's law has to be in fact. It cannot be in any way speculation. Remember when they used to object, said, circumstantial, Your Honor, we couldn't do that. Now people are being, put to the needle on circumstantial evidence. Circumstance could never play in a common law court because you have to deal in the fact. Did he touch you? Yeah, no. Willy-nilly. Go ahead.
Just willy-nilly considered a threat. I mean,
by who?
How about like known to be a threat or positive? None of that language. No, it's very vague.
Well, you put this shit on the books and then you step back. These communists, do they consider us a threat? I think they consider every goddamn one of us a threat, don't they? I guess every one of us has to be disarmed because they consider us a threat.
They sure hell are.
Well, yeah, they're here removing our rights, taking our property, and killing us. Yeah, I guess we would be a threat to them.
Absolutely.
As big a threat as they are to us. It's called war. Pardon? Anyway, an ERPO must be approved by a judge and only after the person. No, the only way you can be deprived of a right is by a court order coming from a jury. That's your right under the Bill of Rights. That's a part of that procedural due process that has been removed. No goddamn judge has the authority. A judge can't act on his own. You have to act through the authority of an American national. All that judge is there is to make the process so that guy can use his authority to get what he wants or the other guy gets what he wants. It's to bring his issue before a jury of his peers. The judge, all he is there for is to make sure the process is followed. Nobody's rights are violated. Period. No power was a judge ever supposed to have over anybody. Understand that, people. Approved by a judge, and only after this person is proven to be a danger to themselves and others can police move to confiscate their weapons. No, you can say, of course, everybody is a threat to everybody under the right circumstances. I mean, I could be walking down the street, and I'm no threat to you whatsoever. You walk up and you shove my wife or grab her ass, I just became a big country threat, and I pound the shit out of you. You see what I'm saying here? Everybody's a threat to everybody under the right circumstances, and they're setting it up till the circumstances are there where we are absolutely a threat to them because they're a threat to us. They're trying to kill us. But as they're trying to kill us, of course we're a threat to them, so we gotta have our guns taken away, and they gotta have the monopoly and have the only guns. I think we should go along with that. What do you think? We now have to go to someone's house and knock on the door and say, we're from the government, can we have your guns? Piskowski told KIRO Radio Dave Ross, that can get very dangerous. Yeah, you come without a goddamn warrant. You first place, you can't just take the frickin' guns. You got to provide the procedural due process. That means I get to see a jury. There's got to be a trial. There's got to be preliminary process, everything. I mean, you might take the guns to hold them in like civil crime, like for murder, because I'm having you held because you're dangerous and you killed somebody, and I'm swearing two affidavits that me and George here saw you kill somebody. Yeah, you could have your guns held. But you know what? Even if you're convicted for that murder, when you get out of jail, this is the way it is in this country. Those guns are handed right back to you.
It has to be a lawful warrant.
A lawful warrant.
By the way.
Well, that would be you'd have to have that procedural due process. Yeah.
I rubber stamp for the freaking bitch.
Well, I love these. I love computer generated warrants. Oh, really?
What the hell is a lawful warrant?
You got to face your accusers. All this crap about secret informers and stuff. They just did that. Man, this is communism.
Oh boy.
It's coming on, man.
A lawful warrant would be one acquired by an American national. You wanted to arrest somebody, shot your dog on your property, and you saw him do it, and your buddy saw him do it. You go down to the judge, and you say, and you fill out a two affidavits saying that we saw him shoot my dog on my property. He destroyed my property, and I want him arrested. I'm going to arrest him. I arrest him. I want a warrant so I can go take him and put him in jail so I can prosecute him. And you have those two affidavits there, and when you go to pick that fella up, you're going. And the sheriff's going to be with you. And maybe a posse if it's...
You'll go before the grand jury and do that, not a judge. You know, when the grand jury is supposed to be convened on a regular basis, and it should be regular people that are on the grand jury, 24, and they're supposed to be part of the posse.
Well, you have
coming for your guns, they're not lawful.
Oh, hell no. You can't. There's no such thing. There is no lawful warrant for coming for your guns without no charge.
You have to go before court to have it figured out. Now, if someone's making a false accusation, they're a big doo-doo.
Uh-huh.
And they'll figure that out, and then they're going to be in trouble. That's how that used to work.
Well, you'd have the preliminary process, because what you gave when you gave those two affidavits is an information for the grand jury. The grand jury takes your affidavits, and then they say, and the person can only be held for 72 hours without having, you know, a bail hearing. If there's not if there hasn't been an indictment put in place within 72 hours, they get it right to bail out. But that does, the preliminary process dictates that your two affidavits of truth go to the grand jury, head of the grand jury, the foreman. He calls any witnesses he wants. And he can call you, he can call the other guy, and they sit there in the grand jury, they see if it meets the criteria, which would be if you put up no defense, could they convict you with no defense at all? And if it can't do that, then you don't have it. If it can't, if they say, yeah, I believe you, a jury would convict if you presented no defense, then you get a true bill, and then you have to present a defense in a trial in front of a jury. And that's how this is before you ever get to where you're going to take my gun? No. And to take a gun, just because it's a gun. My God. Oh, that, let's go on. The reason I want to do this, I got to hurry. Let me get here. Last week in Seattle, a man was petitioned for an ERPO, and his case is proving everything wrong with the law. The man has yet to be identified. However, he has become the first public victim of the removal of due process and a police raid to initiate gun confiscation. According to police, ERPO stemmed from a neighbor reporting the man for staring at them through a window. The man also was also accused of open carrying a holstered pistol, which is not illegal. Staring is most certainly not illegal. Also, it is entirely legal to open carry a pistol in Belton. This man has not made any threats to anyone. However, his entirely legal behavior was construed a threat, so police confiscated his guns. I mean, this isn't even the shit they passed up there in Washington, like what they passed here in Oregon. And, you know, it's got to be a family. They throw this shit out there. These goddamn communists, this is what they're doing. It's time to shoot them. They come to your house without a warrant to take your fucking gun, and you've done nothing wrong. It's time. It's past time. Shoot. The founders of this country would expect you to shoot them on the spot. He was roaming the highways with a 25 caliber automatic. One of the man's neighbors, Tony Montana, boy, isn't that something, told KIRO News as an apparent reason to justify the ERPO. Clearly showing his ignorance, Montana attempted to assert that the man's handgun was automatic. Yet still, police took this man's word alone as a reason to just some son of a bitch walked up to him, to a pig, and said, he's got a machine gun, pistol in his pocket. Go take all his guns. Just come and take them. This is where we're at. This is it, people. Lock and load and get ready to defend your lives and your property. You let him take that gun, you're a goddamn fool. You use it or you lose it. And once they're gone, boy, you think that the shit we're looking at now is draconian. You wait till you're unarmed. We attempted multiple times to get the individual to fulfill that order of turning over their firearms, Piskonski said. And he refused multiple times because he could. You got no goddamn, I mean, this is removal of due process. This is removal of your fucking rights. This is making you a slave, a peasant, a peon, a coolie. We were forced at that point to take the next step in the ERPO law, which is petitioning for a search warrant to go and enter the home and remove the firearms. This man did nothing. You see the game they're playing here? Oh, this is due process of law because we went and got a warrant, an illegal fucking warrant that could not exist, that did not meet the criteria of the Fourth and Fifth Amendment articles to the Bill of Rights. The procedural due process was not there. Nobody filed an affidavit showing that he had committed any crime. Nobody filed an affidavit saying that he had damaged their property and they wanted compensation. Well, you couldn't even touch the gun then. Let's get real. This is just blatant. Come and taking your fucking guns, period. Like I said, I mean, it's coming to a town near you. I mean, I got the Oregon one here. They just passed a while back just right after this bullshit down in Florida. Saying that, if you don't live with somebody or something, if anybody thinks, it's pretty much the same shit we're looking at here. And down in California, they got goddamn little groups of this whole little army of cops that they put together just going around taking people's fucking guns. It's time to shoot them. You let them take those guns or your gun. Man, it would be, I'll tell you what, it would be the mark of cowardice on the universe. If people come here from other planets and wanted to identify what cowardice is, it would be 300 million armed people turning their guns over and letting themselves be slaughtered. That would be the ultimate of it. Man, you stop this shit. You stop it right in its track. This guy should have shot him up. I mean, what the hell? Your life is worthless as a slave. You might as well give your life in service to your goddamn progeny. So because, I mean, how are your children going to be treated? If these son of a bitches have the monopoly on goddamn force, they will, I mean, jolly old England, right back again. You will be serfs upon the land. You will get a handful to eat for your slaving for the son of a bitch and nobleman up there in the tower. That's just the way it is, people. That's what they fucking want. Let's see here, health. However, they aren't criminalizing mental health at all, as the victim was never even given a mental health evaluation. This is what I'm saying. And nothing, just, oh, that guy, he seen you. Look through the window and he seen somebody walking down the street, had a gun. Gee, see something, say something. There's a guy out here with a gun. I'm very scared. I'm a communist. Yes, I am. I am a party member. Yes, a card carrying. Yes, party member. Whoop. Okay, I'll be waiting on you. I'll be hiding in the back closet. As soon as you got the guy, come and get me, and I'll sign whatever I have to sign. Think about that, people. You could be just walking down a goddamn street carrying your gun. I mean, see, this is what they're trying to get. You know, it's like shooting people on the side of the fucking road that's sitting there with the goddamn gun because you got a gun because you're sleeping in your car. You walk up and shoot the guy in Idaho. They're wanting to make you afraid to carry your gun. What it's going to come down to is when you see them coming, you know what the deal is. You better shoot first. You better shoot true. Because they're coming to kill you. I mean, this shit right here is too blatant to even talk about. Right now, if there was any kind of a federal apparatus in place, they would be here arresting people. Because the goddamn Bill of Rights is the law of this land. And to boy, them important laws, you know, like goat's milk, you know, or raw milk. Yeah, we'll send the goddamn feds out to get people drinking raw milk. But, I mean, somebody completely removed. This is procedural due process. This is what separated us from the enslaved world, people. We're at the bottom of the hour. I mean, at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, I mean, get ready. I mean, they're going to do this shit. We got to fucking blow them away. And that is The Word from the Trenches.